This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we're traveling back in time, you could say, to the very origin of this show, the Latin Alternative. We're going to spend a full hour reliving the music being made and enjoyed 20 years ago in 1998, when the Latin Alternative seemed poised to take over the entire world with some exquisite music and creative breakthroughs. And I remember it all, George, the excitement, the feeling that history was being made in Latin American music with every new week, every new record. Do you remember those glorious days?
I very much remember them. If you had to ask me, what's my favorite year in Latin alternative music ever? I would probably tell you 1998. And it's funny because your relationship with me dates back to about then. You know, if I had to rewind 20 years, I'd be a sprightly 23-year-old music publicist, and you were writing for outlets like the LA Times and Rolling Stone. And we came to know each other, but there were so many great artists. And full disclosure, I was the publicist for four of the five Grammy nominees in the first ever Latin rock category, which was that year. So
wow.
Maybe it's partly nostalgia, but I would say that I think 1998 was a year that a lot of people in the industry were looking for Latin alternative music to kind of cross over to a non-Latin audience. And it did in some cases, it did not in others. And we're here to flash it all back with you today. I wanted to start things off with Los de Abajo, hardly a household name in this genre, but a group that had the backing of David Byrne at the time. David Byrne ran the Luacabop label, a world music label that in the late 90s got very involved in signing a number of Latin alternative groups, including Los de Abajo, Bloque, King Chango, and David Byrne really just had an interest in this music. I want to start things off with one of my favorite songs from that year, the infectious and highly danceable Pepe Pes, and this is from Los de Abajo's 1998 self-titled album.
Había un pez,
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 1998. Yes, we rewound the musical time machine 20 years to literally my favorite year ever in Latin alternative music. We just heard from Colombia, a very interesting group, Bloque. This is a group that all the musicians were also serving at the time as the backing band for the Colombian pop artist Carlos Vives. And these guys had a very Led Zeppelin-esque feel. If you saw them in concert, they were actually very heavily influenced. It was like Led Zeppelin meets cumbia, and I just loved their music. That track, Daño en el Baño, came out on the same label as the previous group, Los de Abajo. It was released by David Byrne's label, Luacaba, back in 98.
And I remember that same year, Josh seeing Bloque live in a little smoky club in the Hollywood Sunset Strip. Just one of those occasions that you never forget about, because Bloque was a very short-lived band. And now, did you get the chance to see them live?
Yeah, Ernesto, I think I saw them 4 times in 4 weeks, because they were doing a residency in New York at one point, and I was the group's publicist. So I'm pretty sure...
Nice.
You were probably at that show through some backing or outreach from my end. But, you know, it's been a long time since we've heard from them. The group's leader, Ivan Benavides, went on actually to do vocals on a number of Sidestepper albums. So for those of you who recognize that voice, he's sung with quite a few other groups, and he's a pretty talented producer in his own right. So fear not, his career did not end with Bloque.
Something that I really like about 1998, Josh, is the fact that it was sort of all coming together in the Latin alternative. There were all these cross-pollinations, all these fusions, and in a way, the mainstream artists were a little edgier, and the edgy artists were a little mainstream. We're going to be listening a little later from Aterciopelados, definitely in belonging in the Latin alternative genre, but with a very commercial album. And 1998, in my opinion, is also the year in which a singer named Shakira Mebarak released the best song of her career. I'm talking about Ojos Así from the album Donde Están Los Ladrones. Now, of course, at the time, Shakira wasn't yet a global pop diva, but she was almost like a rock en español. She was like a rockera. She was almost flirting with a Latin alternative, which I think in retrospect is fascinating. And here in the song Ojos Así, she pays tribute to her Lebanese roots with this wonderful blend of rock en español with Arabic music. This is Shakira with Ojos Así.
Sí, tan bolas que tienes tú. Vamos a ver, fíjate, 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 fíjate This is the Latin Alternative.
Hi, this is Andrea from Aterciopelados, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
No es un mandamiento ser la diva del momento.
Wow.
¿Para qué trabajar por un cuerpo escultural? ¿Acaso deseas sentir en ti todos los ojos y desencadenar silbidos al pasar?
Mira la esencia, no las apariencias. Mira la esencia, no las apariencias.
El cuerpo es solo un estuche y los ojos la ventana de nuestra alma. Alados, intentando aterrizar. Si abres el estuche, lo que debes encontrar es una joya que te deslumbrará.
Ay, pero mira la esencia, no las apariencias. Mira la esencia, no las apariencias.
're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 1998. Yes, we have taken the musical time machine back 20 years to one of, I think, the best years of Latin alternative music ever. We just heard from Colombia, Aterciopelados. And this is a group that, you know, Ernesto, I think you very accurately pointed out earlier in the show that this was a year when mainstream artists were going more alternative and alternative artists were going a little more mainstream. And I think that was the case with Aterciopelados. Suddenly they had a real major label push and expectations, and which, by the way, I say is a good thing. They got a little more pop and also very much influenced by trip-hop, which was a genre that was still pretty popular in 1997, 98. You know, artists like Tricky and Portishead were influencing Latin alternative music, and you heard that kind of trip-hop sound bubbling into the Grammy-nominated Aterciopelados album Caribe Atomico, or Atomic Caribbean, and I loved this single, El Estuche, and El Estuche has a lyric that you will always hear fans singing along to at their concerts. The chorus is, Mira la esencia, no las apariencias. So, you know, look at the essence, not appearances. And, you know, I just think it's a great lyric. Certainly it connected with a lot of their fans. And I'm very glad we were able to include that in today's show.
Now, Josh, did you know that in the late 90s, it was a bit of a Boogaloo revival?
Yes, Ernesto. And I understand there was a particular instigator of that phenomenon.
Well, we're going to play a song that sort of started it all. In 1998, there was this new Colombian salsa orchestra called Sonora Carruseles. And they were produced by Mario Rincón Pachanga, the legendary producer and sound engineer of Discos Fuentes in Colombia. We're talking about the classics of Colombian tropical music. Sonora Carruseles sort of performed the old salsa hits, but with sped up tempos and with digital production values, and suddenly they recorded this old Boogaloo song called Micaela, originally made famous by Pete Rodriguez in the late 60s. We're talking the Fania heyday of salsa and Boogaloo, and all of a sudden Micaela was all over the place. It was in dance floors all over Latin America, North America, and Europe as well. And a brief but powerful Boogaloo revival got started with this tune we're going to listen to right now. This is Sonora Carruseles from Colombia and Micaela.
Bailando cuando baila Bugalú.
Ay, mira, Micaela, cómo baila Bugalú.
Lo dice toda la gente y lo dice Marina.
Ay, mira, Micaela, cómo baila Bugalú.
Tan sabrosa Micaela, igual que mi Bugalú.
Ay, mira, Micaela, cómo baila Bugalú.
Se pasa la noche entera bailando mi Bugalú.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
I'm the Pachuco King, señorita linda. Mi coche echa lumbre, mi corazón cosas bonitas. Soy el hombre de la noche, soy la sombra de la vida. Mi sangre es la comida que te hace estar dormida.
Pero no me hagas carita, solo busco otra salida.
Bailando y cantando es tu castigo por ser diva. Soy el verdugo de tus sueños.
No soy malo, soy veneno.
No me mires a los ojos porque puede que no encuentres nada más que tu reflejo. Yo soy tu infierno. Yo soy tu infierno.
En el lenguaje del amor, yo era el verbo en carne viva. Yo era el dueño de estos bailes, pero todo terminó por
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
I must say I do look gorgeous. How could you not like him? I must say I do look gorgeous. How could you not like him? I must say I do look gorgeous. How could you not like him? I must say I do look gorgeous.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
Yeah, talk to me, baby. That's it, Reina, a little closer.
Ahora sí, todos conmigo, vamos a bailar. Ráscale, mi Jason.
Mr.
P-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
P M O S H
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 Mr.
Lopez
Mr. T.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 1998. Yes, 20 years ago. Probably my favorite year for Latin alternative music. We just heard Plastilina Mosh with the song Mr. P Mosh. And, you know, Plastilina Mosh was a group alongside Molotov, who often got compared to being Mexico's answer to the Beastie Boys. And I think the reason is obvious. They included influence of hip hop, rock, jumped a lot of genres, would sometimes throw in bossa nova. I think sometimes the more accurate comparison for Plastilina Mosh would actually be Beck rather than the Beastie Boys. If you like what you've been hearing, you can follow the Latin Alternative. Each week, you can look for our playlists by going to our page on Facebook by searching for The Latin Alternative. And on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition at Spotify and on iTunes, or stream it at thelatinalternative.com. Now, I mentioned Plastilina Mosh, and I also mentioned Molotov. Molotov and Plastilina Mosh, you could say, were friendly rivals. Back in 1998, each of them had released high-profile debut albums on major labels. Both of them had non-Latin music publicists and record labels aggressively marketing them to non-Latinos. I was actually one of the publicists on the Molotov album, Donde Jugaron Las Niñas. And it was interesting. At this moment, you started to see potential crossover. Molotov did a tour opening for the Deftones, and they were on the Warped Tour. Plastilina Mosh, I believe, did some shows with Beck. And it was an interesting time. And one of my favorite Molotov songs is the song Voto Latino. These guys definitely did some very bilingual music, and that's due in some part to the fact that Randy Ebright, the group's drummer, was born in Michigan but grew up in Mexico City. He always called himself El Gringo Loco, the crazy gringo. And this song was very ahead of its time. They were calling out racism and anti-immigrant sentiment. So I love this track. This is Voto Latino from back in 1998 on the Donde Jugaron Las Niñas album.
Sentirías si muere en tus brazos a brother who got beaten up by Macanazo.
This is the Latin Alternative. The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Tiempo, el tiempo tengo que esperar. Es la idea y suele condenar. Tu mirada vuelve a penetrar mis pupilas lejanas, a ver si todo acaba aquí. No me dejes morir así. No me dejes caer en la trampa. Veo tu sombra contra la pared. ¿Dónde estoy? ¿A dónde es mi lugar? Paredón, me vienes a buscar. Tu venganza me alcanza. A ver si todo acaba aquí. No me dejes morir.
This is a Latin Alternative, continuing some time traveling today back 20 years to 1998 and the music that changed the face of Latin music. We just heard Los Pericos from Argentina, the album Mystic Love, Los Pericos being the main example of Argentina's very rich, actually, reggae scene. This was a major hit back in the day, Pupilas Lejanas by Los Pericos. And this, in a way, is a very interesting time, Josh, for Argentinian rock. There are a number of albums by bands that sort of sound mature and they incorporate many different folk genres from all over Latin America. It's, in a way, in the late 90s, Argentinian rock becomes something else. It becomes more cosmopolitan, more sophisticated, more friendly, in a way, to the ears of other countries, more Latin than before. It was always insular in the 70s and 80s, but this really changed with bands such as Los Piojos. And now we're going to listen to a track of Azul. This is one of Los Piojos' biggest albums and one of their biggest hits. This is Agua, a very subtle arrangement, courtesy of Los Piojos.
Thank you.
Hi everybody, I'm Julio Briseño from Los Amigos Invisibles and you're listening to Latin Alternative.
Busca conmigo, ten mucho cuidado y así no te irás más de mi lado.
You are tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 1998. Yes, 20 years ago. We just heard Venezuela's Los Amigos Invisibles and the track Ponerte en Cuatro, which I'm not sure is appropriate to translate today, Ernesto. How do you feel?
Yes, I think, Josh, that in the name of decency, we should restrain ourselves from translating Ponerte en Cuatro. I have to tell you, though, that this is I really love the lyrics because it's like a pun on sexuality and makes you think something, but then the lyric becomes something else. And it's really hilarious how they did it, especially when they performed that song in concert.
Yes, it's always a crowd pleaser at any Los Amigos Invisibles show. And like two of the groups we played at the beginning of the show, Los de Abajo and Bloque, Los Amigos Invisibles as well had the backing of David Byrne from the Talking Heads. They were signed to David's label, Luacabop. And, you know, it's just an interesting time when you started to see a lot more interest from Anglo artists and non-Latin record labels in Latin alternative music. And so we're very grateful that David Byrne helped bring some of our favorite bands to our attention at that time.
Absolutely. And I remember it all started with this compilation of Brazilian music that David Byrne curated himself. It was called Beleza Tropical. I'm thinking this was the early 90s. And I remember I just thought it was, you know, so funny and so interesting that the lead singer of the Talking Heads would be now releasing a compilation of artists that I grew up with, like Chico Buarque and Caetano Veloso, Gal Costa. It was a wonderful compilation. Still, I think one of the best compilations of Brazilian music in existence. Now, Josh, in the late 90s, I really like how all these different artists from different genres were doing all these different things and developing in their own way, such as the case with Eddie Palmieri, who's still going strong and just released an album a couple of weeks ago. Eddie Palmieri at the time in 1998 was sort of revisiting his band La Perfecta, the trombone heavy orchestra he created in the 60s. And he was now sort of revisiting that repertoire, but recording lengthier versions of the old hits. Now, in 1998, Eddie Palmieri releases El Rumbero del Piano, a record that is marked by some really exquisite digital sonics. And I just love the version of Café. Café is an old classic from the 60s that Eddie Palmieri recorded with La Perfecta. But this version, I think, is much improved from 1998, Eddie Palmieri with Café.
Tostado y colado.
Qué bonitas son las mañanas en mi tierra.
Sazonado.
Café, tostado y colado.
Listening to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 1998. If you like what you've been hearing, you can follow the Latin Alternative on Facebook. We're at the Latin Alternative. And on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for the Latin Alternative on Spotify or in iTunes. And you can also stream us each week at thelatinalternative.com.
Hasta la próxima.
Adios. I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.